Hey there, it's Tanya Stokes, and welcome to the podcast. Today's podcast is going to be a little right to the point. I am actually ironing some clothes because I am about to have a photo shoot. I'm actually the photographer and the model and the makeup artist and the hairstylist and the creative director. So this should be great. Pay attention to the website. Those pictures that you see on the website, those are probably the pictures. Those will probably be the pictures from this photo shoot. So as I am preparing for this shoot, I'm walking around. For some reason, I tend to get inspiration when I am actually in the shower or cleaning up. So today I got a little inspiration as I was doing my makeup. A couple of things came to mind. And normally when things are heavy on my mind, I feel like, I guess it's God's way of saying, pay attention to these things. So a lot of times I'll either write them down. And as of late with the podcast, I've been sharing some of this information with you. Now, side note, you could tell I'm a little congested. It's because I have allergies and I'm getting over just a slight cold. So let me back up and welcome you. Hi there, I'm Tanya Stokes, and welcome to the podcast. This is where you come if you are in the beauty or barbering space and you feel you need a little inspiration, or if you are here because you like supporting us. I really appreciate your support. And if you have a friend or family member who is in the beauty or the barbering space, and when I say the beauty or barbering space, I mean hairstylist, makeup artist, esthetician. You know, you have some people out here who are salon owners, but they're not necessarily behind the chair. They just own the business. So if you know someone like that, please do me a favor or do them a favor and forward the podcast. So today, I want to ask a simple question. Have you ever felt like you were having a groundhog year? I know it's just March, but it's like you wake up every day to the same thing. Have you ever had those moments where you felt like you were having a groundhog day or a groundhog month or year where you feel like you were out there searching for some type of creativity? And it seems like everything that you walked into was very lackluster, was not giving inspiration, was not giving excitement. It was basically stuff where you could have jumped up at any moment and stopped the person and said, that is not correct. So if that is you, let's unpack that. The thing that I'm looking for is within me. And the thing that you are looking for could possibly be within you. You know, I'm big on having accountability partners. I'm big on, you connecting with people that you know, like, and trust, and know that when they give you feedback, that they are going to be honest and fair, and there's no jealousy or no malice coming from the feedback. So I feel like the thing that I'm looking for, and again, I'm just randomly making this podcast with no real structure, but it bothered me so bad as I was preparing to take these pictures. Right there with being on TikTok yesterday, watching the life coach use a million analogies and really didn't say much of anything. And then I had to check myself, like, well, Tanya, maybe you feel that way because all the things that she talked about, you pretty much have already read all those books. I could have said everything she said verbatim. Like, I knew what was going to come next because she was basically speaking from a book. It was weird. It was really weird. I ordered some merchandise the other day from a local merchant, and I ordered it. I paid for it. And the company is probably a block from where I work. And even though they said it was ready about, I don't know, a couple of days ago, every time I said I'm coming to get it, there was another excuse. Like, all these things are getting on my nerves. And I'm like, I just want to freaking scream. Another thing that's jumping out at me is I definitely need a vacation. Like, I don't need a staycation. I don't need maybe you need to take a break and go to your hometown vacation. Like, I need a straight up catch a flight, go to a beach, and just woosah. I know I need that. So because I'm going through all this stuff in my head, I wanted to help you. I wanted to give you 3 quick tips to help you if you feel like you're in a creative rut, or if you are feeling like you are having a groundhog year. You need to change your environment. Sometimes a vacation is what you need. And if you don't feel as though a vacation is affordable at this time, maybe you should take a quick vacation from people if you could, or even from work. But more importantly, a change of scenery can do wonders for sparking creativity. Try working maybe in a different location. Again, if jumping on a flight and renting a hotel or an Airbnb is not in your budget, maybe try and do something as simple as rent a room at a very exclusive hotel or one of the boutique hotels in your city. Maybe try working from a coffee shop, or maybe just pack a lunch and go to a park and people watch and see what jumps out at you. So definitely change your environment. And when I say change your environment, you know I mean people too. So, you know, just try that one on for size. Also, I want you to try something new. So listening to Mel Robbins a couple of months ago, you know, she talked about how sometimes our life is so structured. We tend to do everything the same way. We jump in our car. We drive the same direction to work. We shop at the same grocery stores. We go to the same nail shop, you know, and don't get me wrong. Who does your nails and who does your hair is very important. It does matter. But sometimes maybe a quick change in terms of trying something new will help. And Mel Robbins says, try to do everything on the opposite, if you're left-handed, and I am, try brushing your teeth with your right hand, try fixing your hair and doing your makeup with your right hand, and, you know, try maybe taking a different route to work. Try something new. Also, explore new hobbies, right? That's always good. I don't really think I have a hobby. Like, I like to say fitness is my hobby, or running. And just the other day, I caught myself online looking at Pilates, like these Pilates groups, these Pilates companies. And what is the other one? The other one was CrossFit. Although CrossFit scared me a little bit because I feel like I am in perimenopause, which means I'm like my body is starting to make the changes to get me ready for menopause. And, from what I was told, like sometimes your bones are a little weaker, you're sometimes in pain, and it's a whole, everybody's experience with menopause is different. Some people lose hair, some people sweat, some people are angry, some people hair grows a lot slower. I'm familiar with that because I do have clients that are going through it. So going to CrossFit scared me a little bit because I know they do things very unconventional as it relates to fitness, and I don't want to break any bones or anything like that. But again, for you, maybe explore a new hobby, whether it's knitting, maybe it's starting a podcast, you know, just do something different. How about that? Or maybe try a creative medium that you haven't tried before. Sometimes novel experiences can stimulate your brain and also inspire fresh new ideas. And finally, seek inspiration, which is what I was doing when I bought those courses and attended those classes. I was seeking inspiration. I don't know why people with these courses and these ebooks and these online webinars make you pay for surface stuff. You know, and I always say, well, Tanya, maybe it's because you read too much, you know? Going through grief, I remember when it first happened, the first thing I did was I went to the bookstore and I bought all these books. Like, I sat on the floor of the bookstore and I got all these books and I bought them, and I actually took a couple of weeks and I just read book after book after book. I don't think I've ever read that much. So by the time I found a therapist, a lot of what the therapist said was like, are you kidding me? I'm paying you all this money for an hour for you to say the stuff that I have already read in a book. So it was crazy. But it was nice to have somebody to talk to about things that, you know, I probably couldn't share with friends or family members without them wanting to commit me. So what was refreshing, though, was when I started going to the support group. And the support group was definitely what I needed. The support group answered all the questions that I had. The therapist pretty much reinforced, or, you know, all the things that I had already read in the book. So I was like, I'm not paying this woman any more money. So I think that's the thing with me. Like, I'm a seeker of knowledge. I am always trying to find out what's next and what's behind that door. And like, when you've read all the books and you've followed all the gurus and you've stalked all the people that did inspire you, then after a while, you're just like, I am in a creative rut right now. So if you were not like me, if you didn't go out there and just read and study, seeking inspiration for you may be a lot easier than it is for me. So I want you to seek inspiration. That is to surround yourself with sources of inspiration, whether it's through books, whether it's maybe going to some type of gallery, like an art gallery or something, or maybe even start a podcast where you can get online and, you know, talk the talk and share parts of you that you probably would not share on a regular basis. Sometimes when you go places, like, every city has what I call a creative district. And in Charlotte, we have NODA, north of Davison, area. So that's what I would call the creative district of Charlotte. So maybe sometimes you could pack a bag and go to the creative district and just start talking to strangers. You'll be surprised at what happens when you sit with complete strangers and have a meeting of the minds. Now, be very careful and don't overshare, because you don't want people to take your idea. But again, if you get out there and you converse with creative individuals, maybe that will pull you out of the rut that you are in. Also, make sure you expose yourself to diverse ideas and perspectives. So hopefully this can reignite your passion and your creativity. I honestly believe all these things to be true. I've got to share this with you, though. I went to a meeting last night with one of my clients in real estate, and I was so inspired by the young man who called the meeting, so to speak. And I mean, he was like a wealth of knowledge, and he lit a fire under me to the point where I was like, okay, tomorrow's my day off. I'm going to do this photo shoot. I'm going to redo this website. You know, I'm going to, you know, record these videos, and I'm going to get them all done in one day. I may not edit them in one day, but I am definitely going to create the stuff in one day. Doing the website is easy. I just need to create the videos and put it on the website. So from that perspective, I think sitting in a room with people who are basically in my industry, but not quite, was able to spark something in me, which is why I'm here talking to you, because I was truly having a groundhog year. And I mentioned to you, I think in the last podcast, that I had already met my goals that I set for the first quarter, which says to me, and I discovered this like mid-February, which says to me that either my goals aren't high enough or something has got to change. It's just probably why or how I ended up in this place, because I met my goals. I set up systems for the first time in, gosh, I started doing like ebooks and stuff. It's been a couple years now. But this has been my biggest month selling merchandise. This has been my biggest month, and I haven't even been promoting it other than when I say to you, hey, don't forget, go to the Academy, the number 4, the letter U, check out some of my stuff. You know, they're reasonably priced, and let me know what you think. Email me at info@tanyastokes.com. That is basically all I've been doing to push this stuff. And every time I get a ding on my phone, I'm like, what is happening? So the only thing I could think of is all the work that I put in on the forefront is really starting to pay off. So I just wanted to jump on for a quick second to chat with you. Again, those 3 tips is to change your environment, try something new, and seek inspiration. Sometimes we have to look outside ourselves for inspiration. I do believe that we were born as creative beings. We know that the Almighty is the creator and we are co-creators. So it's a natural thing for us to be able to get out here and create. Now, some of us will be more successful than others. Some of us will be more popular than others. But you know, when you have that creative gene, and you know when you feel like you're stuck, when you feel like the walls are closing in on you, when you feel like you just have to get out. You have to get out and do something different and expose yourself to new people, places, and new ideas. Hopefully I've been able to inspire you. So get out there and do something different. Go to a cafe and introduce yourself to a stranger. You know, if they're starting to look away or act as if you are bothering them, it's probably because you are bothering them. So don't force it. But I want you to get out there and do something new, especially if you feel as though you are stuck. You are feeling like you are in a creative rut, or you are having a groundhog year and we are just at the end of Q1. Hey, I'm Tanya Stokes. Feel free to reach out to me at 704-756-2752. Send me an email at info@tanyastokes.com. Especially if you want to be on the podcast, just say, hey, I want to be on the show, and I'll make it happen. I said to you in the last podcast real quick that we had a sponsor. So the sponsor found me, and they had a product, and they wanted me to try the product. And if I liked it, they wanted me to give them 3 mentions of the product and blah, blah, blah. If the product didn't do what they told me it would do, then they just wanted me to send them feedback So that's what I did. I sent them feedback. The product did not do what they said it was going to do. And again, it could possibly be me. Like, I jump up in the morning and I drink coffee. I have different ways of being stimulated. So I drink my coffee. I take my B12. I take my iron and my vitamins. So I set the coffee aside to try this product, and the product did not give me the jump start that I needed. As a matter of fact, I found myself looking around like, oh my gosh, I still have this to do and that to do and this to do. And my to-do list was still long. And the only thing I did different was try this product for a couple of weeks. So I'm not going to say the name of the company. So there goes the sponsorship, right? I want to be fair and honest with you. I'm not going to tell you about a product that's amazing when it wasn't amazing for me, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't be amazing for you. I was watching a well-known podcaster the other day on YouTube, and she pulled out the product and she was like, have you ever tried it? But what I noticed with her, she tried it with coffee and she tried it with coffee and she drank two. I followed the directions. I did it. I didn't use the coffee. And that was the feedback that they gave me. They said, well, maybe you need the coffee and this thing. But if I normally drink coffee without this thing and I have the spark that I need for the day, then why am I endorsing this thing? I could just drink my coffee. And listen, my coffee isn't even like I got to have my Starbucks every day. My coffee is like Pete's Coffee. Sometimes it's Maxwell House. It's nothing special about my coffee. It isn't black. You know, it's nothing special about it. I'm not adding any espressos in there. It's just regular coffee and it does what I need it to do. So there goes the sponsorship because I wanted to be honest with you. I haven't lied to you yet. So I don't want to start now just to say that I have a sponsor. But anyway, again, I hope this podcast was able to help you. I hope you are having an amazing year. We are slowly approaching Q2. I'm going to double. I'm going to double my goals for Q2 and see if I'm able to reach those goals. And I am definitely going to write more vacation time on the books because I need it. I feel like, you know, I'm just having those same days where it's, woe is me. Let me get up. Let me do this. Let me do this. And it's like the same 12 steps every day. And then I crash. So I need to change some of the steps or flip them around or something. Again, I'm Tanya Stokes. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Again, please share the podcast with someone that you know, someone that you know that could possibly use this information. And I will talk with you again. Talk soon. Bye.